Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's been a tough summer for kids who show livestock. There are some limited opportunities out there, but you have to travel beyond Illinois. And Cole Westman, a 2017 Rock Ridge graduate in the latter portion of June, was down in Abilene, Texas. He was participating in the Junior National Shorthorn Show, and he won Grand Champion-owned Purebred Heifer honors. Congratulations, Cole. First up, let's just talk about, you know, the showing livestock business this summer and how disappointing it has been for all these county fairs being canceled at the local level, the state fair canceled. Now, I know they're going to try and have a junior livestock show in September here in Illinois, but I know for a kid that has been doing this for a long time, you know, just talk a little bit about the environment and how you feel for some of those kids out there that really have to be disappointed and discouraged that they can't show their livestock projects here locally.
Yes, it has been a change of pace. You know, we were talking about it at home. Actually, on the way to Texas, we were kind of talking about everything being canceled here in Illinois. And, you know, the really sad part is with schools, you know, not being able to go back and kind of being a messed up semester. All these kids have had twice the time to work on their projects and then not being able to take them anywhere is very discouraging, you know, not being able to go to the ring and exhibit them.
Well, tell us about your project that received some great recognition down in Texas last week.
We took an October heifer. She was a senior yearling. Well, I guess we took two, but the October heifer was a senior yearling. That's the one we got along very well with. Was very nervous, and it all worked out. She stood the heat all right down there in Texas, and it all turned out for the best.
Yeah, and I guess just what were some of the key elements that you think impressed the judges the most down there to win a Grand Champion honor?
Oh, everything kind of fell into our hand. You know, the heifer looked as probably good as she's ever looked on a show day that we've ever shown her, and I guess she had what he was looking for that day, and it all kind of fell into the right place.
It's interesting. It's one thing taking your heifer down the road to Aledo or East Moline to the, you know, the Mercer County or Rock Island County Fairgrounds, or even taking the heifer to the state fairgrounds in Springfield. Now, it's a totally different thing when you're traveling all the way down to Texas with a heifer. What are some of the interesting dynamics in play there?
It is a little different, you know. Most of the time you're traveling through the night, especially going that far, so it's a cooler ride for them. They're not getting hauled through the heat of the day. And then going that far, we kind of coordinate, and we had two trucking trailers. We had a crew that went and set up all the stalls, so when we got there, it was very simple. You know, you kind of let them off, and everything was done. You weren't behind the eight ball, crunched for time with cattle on a trailer or anything like that.
And, you know, this is the last hurrah for you in terms of showing livestock, so this is kind of a nice way to go out. So what has this meant to you, being a junior livestock kid growing up a part of this environment, this culture, this tradition?
It's amazing. It's a dream come true. It's something we've always dreamed about, you know, wanted to accomplish, and we can say we accomplished it. It was a goal that we've always wanted to do as a family, and we got it done. It was very, very, very awesome opportunity.
Yeah, and is it, you know, when you are you reflective here this summer, knowing that it's your last year in,
yeah,
in all these projects you've done over the years?
Yes, it's kind of it's bittersweet, I guess you could say. You know, I mean, it's all over. But then again, you know, as Dan Hogue says, you're never done. Your role just changes. That I had a teacher at a Blackhawk, so you know, role just changes. But it is bittersweet, you know, being done, but I still be a part of it and be around it all.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned Mr. Hogue at Blackhawk East. And, you know, Al Hyatt just retired at Rock Ridge, and you're at WIU, a very proud ag tradition. You've been pretty fortunate, right? I mean, with your ag education and the people you've come across, those are three pretty good institutions when it comes to agriculture.
Yes, very fortunate. Wouldn't trade it for nothing. It's been awesome getting to work along with all of them, you know, to better me as a person and make them connections down the road.
All right, now we know the state fair has been canceled, but I talked to the interim state ag director, Jerry Costello, last week, and to Illinois' credit, they're trying to do something in September. Now, they've set the dates, two weekends in September, for some junior livestock opportunities as we speak today on the 4th of July. So I know initially kids disappointed that state fair canceled, but I mean, you have to credit Illinois for really trying to put something together in September, and I know you want to probably take part in that. So what about that?
Yes, for sure. Hopefully, you know, that all gets pulled together and it all works out, you know, and these kids that haven't been able to go anywhere or limited on where they can go get another opportunity to show.
All right, as we wrap up, just again, the significance and what does it mean to Cole Wissman to win the Grand Champion-owned Purebred Heifer at the 2020 Junior National Shorthorn Show down in Abilene, Texas? What did that mean for you?
It was awesome. I wouldn't change it. It was a pretty cool deal.
All right, Cole Wissman, a 2017 grad at Rock Ridge High School. He went to Blackhawk East and now going to be a senior at Western Illinois University in Macomb. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.